You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be speaking with David Wilson, organizer for the Spring Howl at the Moon Festival coming up in just a couple of weeks at Knights Branch Farms. David, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, why did you decide to host this festival?
Well, it's an idea that I've tossed around for a long time. I grew up out in New Concord where we're holding the festival, and I've always just thought about having a campground or some sort of event out there, because it's just, you know, some great farmland, some great forest land that I just wanted to also celebrate local music. I think I don't think we have enough venues around here for just some of the local bar bands and some of the guys playing in the garage to get up on stage and actually play to a big crowd.
So tell us when the festival is, and for those who don't know, a little bit about Knight Farm.
Well, the festival is going to be May 18th. We're going to open the event site around noon, let people set up if they want to set up a campsite or a tent. We're hoping to have music starting up at 5, but we'll have some, you know, just recorded music playing from the stage before that. Encourage people to bring their lawn chairs, bring their picnics. And then as far as Knight Branch Farms, Knight Branch Creek cuts right through the middle of that property. And my family's been on that land since the mid-1800s. So we've been deep roots in the community for a long time.
Well, I want to hear about the lineup you've got for the Spring Howl at the Moon Festival. And it's not just musicians. You've got some other entertainment as well.
Yeah, we've got, as far as our musicians go, we've got Tuft and Honey Buddha coming out. We've got Folk Force 3, Barely Blue, the Nova Kind, and the New House Riot. Of course, Lloyd Walker, who was with the Nova Kind, he's kind of helped me put all this together. A lot of people around town know him as Squish. He shows up a lot at Terrapin and a lot of local stuff. And then we also have Jordan Allen, who he came out last year kind of when we did this for some local mic night hacks. he does a little bit of illusion magic, a little bit of close-up stuff. He's going to have a tent set up there, do a couple of shows during the night just off to the side, kind of as a side entertainment. And we also have Munchie's food truck coming out to vend some food for us.
And so what kicks off at 5 on the 18th, and
yep.
And you foresee it going till what, midnight, maybe later?
Pretty much as late as people want to go. Tuft is going to perform at 5 o'clock, and then she's got another gig in Nashville, so she's getting out of there. But we're hoping a lot of the bands stick around, because Lloyd Walker and Nova Kind, they're going to step up on stage at the end of the night after all the bands have had a chance to play and just see who wants to jam with them. So yeah, we're hoping midnight at least, and of course camping's included with the tickets.
I've seen you got a Facebook post up. Is there like an official like Howl at the Moon website, or?
It's at Knight Branch Farms. We got www.knightbranchfarms.com. We've got a tentative schedule of what we plan on doing that day, and there's a link you can buy tickets at. They're just $10. This is kind of a chance for us to get a name out and let people come on out and see what we're about. And we hope to improve the site over the years, add, you know, one thing here, one thing there.
So I'm assuming if it goes well, this is something you'd like to repeat and maybe just kind of see where it goes in the coming years?
Yeah, the goal is we'd like to do 2 festivals a year out there. And then every year add a little more infrastructure, you know, permanent stage. Right now we're just partying in a field, but like I said earlier, this is Kentucky, if we know how to party in a field. If I can get 2 regular events a year and build up some infrastructure, I'd like to maybe see other people come in and organize, you know, have it as an optional place to rent out for a venue.
You know, Bonnaroo started as a party in a field.
Yeah, I know. I was at one of those first Bonnaroos.
Me too. I'm still trying to recover from it.
17 hours in line on the interstate.
Must have been the same one I was at.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else, David, that you'd like us to know about Howl at the Moon concert coming up before we let you go today?
I think the most important thing is to get a word out about my sponsors. Like I said, this has kind of happened pretty fast at the beginning of this year, and without these local sponsors, I'd have never been able to put it together. I just got the Big Apple to come on as my main sponsor. I'm really proud of that. They've always been supporters of local music. And Murray Bank, who, you know, they're the epitome of the great hometown bank. You know, keep your money local. That's something I've always liked. And then Purchase Ford, they also signed on as our sponsors this year. And then, of course, Terrapin Station and Music One have been great friends to us. So
there is a thriving music scene here. For those listeners who may not be familiar with some of these fine acts you have, how would you describe kind of the style of music they'll be hearing at the fest?
It's a little eclectic. You know, it kind of progresses as the evening goes along. I'd say Tuft is more folky singer-songwriter, and then as the evening goes along, it's going to get a little more party style. We're going to get a little harder there. Novakind's southern rock to some heavy rock, and you know, and of course, I'm a lover of all music, so I like to support any group I can. Hopefully this October we'll do a bluegrass-themed event.
Well, I hope to have you back on to talk about that. David, thanks so much for coming up and talking to me and for hopefully starting another musical event here in the area.
Well, thank you very much, Tracy.
That's David Wilson. He's the organizer for the Spring Howl at the Moon Festival. It's happening at Knights Branch Farms on May the 18th.